Kaplan, Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
It's time to take a look at our picks for college and pro football. Here on Cap and Jay Hood, here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. It's usually a Friday staple, but again, tomorrow, that's going to be a Bears victory Friday. So we'll talk wall-to-wall Bears there. So we will move our picks to today at 8:15 and still to come. And an hour from now, we'll talk to Keyshawn Johnson, the man, the myth. Keyshawn's going to be with us coming up at 9:15 from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It's airs between 5 and 7 here on Chicago's Home for Sports. He's in the building. We'll talk to him here in studio. But now it's time to go through our picks. And here's Shay Norley. Shay?
All right, boys. Let's get down to it. Hoodie, I missed it. I was circling all my stuff. Did you give the records out there?
I have not.
Why don't we do that first?
Well, it says here, Cap, the other producer is 22, 20, and 2.
That is correct.
And you...
22 and 3.
22 and 3. I am 19, 23 and 3, culturally biased. And Shay, bringing up the rear, at 17, 25 and 3.
And the one guy who's, well, you too, but he's like college football. I asked him, he and I had a text exchange the other day. Rank the sports in order of your love for them.
Yes.
I got college football like fifth. He has it number one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. You know why? Loves the sport. I totally get it. I love college football too.
Speaking of which, for the first time in 30 years and only the second time ever, we are going to pick three matchups between teams that are 6-0 or better.
How about that?
It's only the second time in history three such games have been played on the same day. Number 10, Penn State, undefeated. Heads to number 5, Michigan, undefeated. Michigan, a 7-point favorite. In Ann Arbor. I'm going with the Nittany Lions and James Franklin.
I am as well. I believe Michigan can win the game. I think it's closer than the 7, though, Cap. But give me Penn State.
Yeah, one of my top plays all over Michigan. Only the 7. Michigan Wolverines.
Is Randy in the picks?
Yes. Can I make my pick? Let's go Michigan.
We got three of us, and this is the last one.
Yeah.
And just reasonable math says that you're next, Randy. I mean, come on, man. We want to win your money. So you've got who?
Go with Michigan. I like Michigan big in this game. Penn State is like 0-9 with James Franklin on the road against top 5 teams.
Take that.
Shay.
Trends are meant to be broken. Number 3, Alabama on the road in Knoxville, taking on number 6, Tennessee. Alabama, a 7-point favorite. Planet Earth is on Tennessee here. Everybody and their mother going against Nick Saban. Put me on the other side. Roll Tide.
I've seen that trend, too, where everyone says Tennessee's going to keep it close. No shot, sloppy top. It will be Alabama getting the job done. Never mind about the trend. Look at the Hall of Fame coach. Look at the team. I think they can at least win by 10 points.
I looked at this game from multiple angles. This isn't some moribund Florida Gators program you're playing here. You're stepping up to the big guys. This is Alabama. Alabama wins it by 14 or more. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Bama wins easily. I'm with Cap.
The third undefeated matchup in college football, number 8, Oklahoma State takes on the Horny Toads of Texas Christian University, number 13. And they are a 4-point favorite at home. And I'm going with TCU. If you listen to Snorling You, shameless plug, I told you preseason, TCU's the best team in the Pac-12, or in the Big 12, excuse me. And I'm sticking with it. TCU covers and wins here easily.
I like TCU to win by a touchdown against Oklahoma State.
I was torn on this one. I have a deep affinity for Mike Gundy. I like that man. Never met him, but I like him.
Facts over feelings, Chris Broussard. Go ahead.
I am simply going to roll with snarling you. I'm on TCU.
TCU coming off an emotional win over Kansas. Oklahoma State has a good quarterback. I think his name is Spencer Sanders.
That's right.
I'm going with Oklahoma State to pull the upset on the road.
Emotional win over Kansas. I haven't heard that in 30 years.
Tread lightly on the Kansas.
Were they playing basketball?
Randy, be careful. Just be careful.
Okay, game day was there.
I understand. Just be careful.
Okay.
With the emotional. Be careful. You know what happens. All right, go ahead.
All right, on to the Shield. Patriots head to Cleveland. The Patriots, a 2.5-point dog in Cleveland, taking on the Browns. For the second straight week, I'm betting on my team. Give me the Patriots.
I like the Patriots to outright win the game against the Browns. Outright win the game. I wonder, is that number going to get higher, by the way? 2.5? Well, you think it'll stay right there? Or will
it was 3, so it's come down a little bit. Money's coming in on New England.
I like the Patriots. Yep. Zappy.
I don't. I like the Browns. Browns win it something like 24-16, something like that. Give me Cleveland.
Browns should have beaten the Chargers last week. The Browns will beat the Patriots this week by more than 2.5.
Cowboys at Eagles. Eagles laying 6 at home. It's been a nice story for the boys and Cooper Rush. The wheels are coming off in Philly this weekend. Give me the Birds.
I like the Cowboys to keep it close, quite frankly.
I am not all in on the Eagles being the best team. Good team. Mm-hmm. Not saying they're not good. They're not the best. Dallas stuns the Eagles, wins it outright. But I'll take the points in our contest.
And Randy, my reason why I'm taking the Cowboys is because National Football League. The unpredictability of the National Football League.
Agreed.
There won't be a stellar. There'll be a very good teams. I think that the Eagles have been a very good story. But I like the Cowboys to win the game.
And it's going to go over, by the way.
Cody, they haven't scored much in the second half, the Eagles. They're not a very good second half team. I think the Cowboys' defense will keep them in the game, and they'll win the game outright in the second half.
Ravens, 6-point favorites on the road in Jersey, taking on the New York football Giants. 4-1? Giants plus 6? Nobody believes in them? G-men.
He's under 30 and he's calling them the football Giants. Can you believe this? Mm-hmm. He's not even Chris Berman.
Exactly.
The New York football Giants.
And write it in small caps.
You don't have to do that. Now, again, there's no reason for a sideways shot there. Leave him alone.
It worked.
It worked for who?
Me.
What about the rest of the show?
Whatever.
Oh, whatever. Okay. All right. But then the old file.
Lenny.
I like the Ravens to win the game, Cap. I like the Ravens to win the game. The Giants, you know, I like the second half surge they had against the Packers. But as we said last week, the UK, you know, things can happen in London. I think the Ravens get right against the Giants here.
Put it in the old Lenny file. I am going with the Giants. The G-men actually may win it outright. I'm taking the 6, running all the way to the store with the money.
Cap, you silly man. The Ravens are going to win this game. They're going to dominate. Giants are coming back from London. They're probably exhausted. Give me the Ravens.
The Buffalo Bills in Kansas City taking on the Chiefs or whatever they call Arrowhead these days. Bills minus 2.5-point favorites. Best team in the NFL inside a field goal. Give me Buffalo.
I had the Chiefs to win the game outright against the Bills. Give me the Chiefs.
This reminds me of the 85 Bears rolling into San Francisco after losing in the playoffs in the NFC title game the year before. And they whipped some 49er ass 26-10. Buffalo's on a mission. I'm rolling with the Bills.
I'll always go with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Give me the Chiefs.
All right, the Jets are 7-point dogs going up to the Tundra. Jets taking on the Packers. 7 points is too many. Packers have been horrible covering big numbers this year. Give me the Jets.
Yeah, I like the Packers to win the game. I also like the 7. I think that where the 7 comes in for me, Cap, is the Green Bay pulls away late in the game. So what I'm going to do is I'll hedge it. I'll look at it a first half, second half bet, keep our eyes on it. But I kind of feel like I'll bet the second half, and I like the Packers late to pull away.
That, I'm with him. I'm with my partner. Packers, cover the 7.
Packers are a focused team. Matt LaFleur, after a loss, is fantastic. Give me the Packers, and I'll give 10. Packers are going to win this game easily.
All right, down in Miami, the Minnesota Vikings travel to take on the Dolphins. I don't care who the Dolphins have playing quarterback. I don't care who's catching the passes. It's going to be 100 degrees, and they make you sit in the sun. Give me Miami.
Go ahead. I know, go ahead and say it.
I'm just getting nervous that I'm agreeing with under 500 boy in there.
Okay, you're agreeing with his logic on the sun.
Yes, the sun, as Yurko has pointed out, beats down on that opposing sideline late in the game. Take that.
Yeah, it still comes down to talent, too, and I'll take the Vikings and their talent against the Dolphins, who still need to find out what they want to do at quarterback. Offense matters. Talent matters. To me, the Vikings end at 3.5.
I like the Dolphins.
Slow down, Sparky. I haven't made a pick
yet. Oh, sorry. My bad. I thought you already made your pick.
No. Yeah, come on in. Yes, Mr. Hood here. My name's Tyreek Hill. Yeah, is Mr. Hood here? Yeah, I'm Tom's kid. I'm Jalen Waddle. Yeah, I'm Armstead, the new offensive lineman. I'm the running game. Miami wins the game outright. Take that.
I'll follow with you, Cap. Miami wins the game.
Someone's got to give him the ball.
Final game on the slate, Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime, locally here on WFLD. Commanders at Bears. I put it in for us as a pick 'em. Depending on where you look, the Bears are a favorite or a half-point dog. So I just gave us the pick, and I'm taking the Bears to win the game.
Bears win the game tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Game terrifies me. Will not see my money on the Bears. No chance. Because I think it's a coin flip game, I'm going to say Cairo Santos from 47 yards wins the game late. Bears win, but if we're in here tomorrow on a non-victory Friday, it would not shock me. So I'm staying off the game with my money in terms of picking Chicago, but I will play the Bears here for blanks and giggles.
Justin Fields has a great game. The Bears win pretty easily tonight.
Our new show name, Blanks and Giggles. All right, coming up, we have Deal Breakers, and still to come at 45 minutes, we'll hear from Keyshawn Johnson from KJM. He'll be in studio with us.
Looking forward to that.
Right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.